Yangon Animal Shelter is facing diminished funding due to the COVID pandemic and has struggled to provide food and medical care for more than 600 dogs. These difficulties have been compounded by the country's current situation. Now, we face perhaps our biggest obstacle yet. We are being forced to relocate the shelter by the end of November. The people who granted the use of the property where our shelter is now located need the land back, and the timing could not be worse. They have purchased new land for us to use, and we are grateful for that, but we have to rebuild 11 different sections with fences and sheds, along with feeding, cooking, and storage rooms. What took us years to accomplish now has to be done in just over a month. We need to at least have the enclosure and the shelters constructed before we can safely move the 600-plus dogs. Then we will continue construction and hope to rebuild all structures before the next rainy season in May. Our estimated total construction cost for a new shelter is $35,000. If you can help at this crucial moment, any amount that you give is appreciated. If you are in a position to donate $1,000 or more, we will name the section after you with a plaque to commemorate your generosity. It's certainly a long and difficult road ahead, but with your help, we can keep the Yangon Animal Shelter open. Through your support, we will continue to save lives at the shelter, as well as continue to promote CNVR, capture, neuter, spay, vaccinate, and return, and thus ending the inhumane practice of poisoning stray dogs. Please contact Mr. Just, thjust@isyedu.org, if you have any questions, would like to donate to YAS, or would like to join the service learning group. Here are answers to some often asked questions. What sort of items do you need? The most important ones are dry dog food, canned dog food, rice, and bleach. We can always use vitamins, calcium, medicine, blankets, travel crates, and diapers for the paralyzed dogs. How much does it cost to run the shelter each month? Our running costs per month are around $7,000 to $8,000. We go through 90 20-kilo bags of dry dog food and 90 48-kilogram bags of rice per month. What is the biggest challenge in running a shelter? Right now, the biggest challenge is having to move. However, the financial challenge is huge, as there's always worry that we will not receive enough funds to cover our costs. We rely solely on private donations, and although we do have some donors who donate monthly, at least half of our donations are one-time donations. Therefore, funding is not secure and is a constant stressor. The other challenge is deciding which dogs to accept. We receive daily calls asking us to take in dogs, but since we are close to full capacity and do not have a big turnover, meaning not enough adoptions, which is another challenge, we have to take only those in dire need of rescue. Making these decisions is stressful and always difficult. How many workers does the Yangon Animal Shelter have? Right now, there are 11 full-time workers, one part-time veterinarian, and one shelter coordinator. If you would like to learn more about YAS, their mission, and their story, look out for their featured article in this year's Autumn edition of The Ripple.